Welcome to The Watching Dead, the officially unofficial podcast for The Walking Dead on AMC. I'm Jim.
I'm Aaron.
And we're back for the Season 10, Episode 5 feedback episode hosted on Stereo.com. If you want to get your feedback in there, visit Stereo.com/baldmove while we're streaming this thing live every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll be recording the full episode for the podcast, and then directly after that, we're doing this episode, the feedback episode. And you can get in early and get your feedback in early. We'll consider it here on the show.
Lots more time. I think one of the weaknesses of the last show is we had to kill a lot of time to let people kind of queue up and ask questions. And hopefully this will work better. And we've got three voicemails in the can. Mm-hmm. If you want to send in written feedback, long form feedback, watchingdead@baldmove.com still works. And we'll be considering that feedback here in a couple of weeks. And we'll probably be more of that when the season goes live, but we got some voicemails, Jim. Let's play them.
Okay, I'm going to hit the first one. Here we go.
Hey, Ron, I totally agree with your...
Perfect, awesome, beautiful. I can't
hear
what
you're saying about this deafness. just with The Walking Dead, I've just learned to, spend my belief a little bit, just with this show. But yeah, I'm on point with what you're saying.
Shoot, I just got something about suspending the disbelief. Is there any way to replay that?
That's gone forever.
No, I think I can. Like, hold on a second. Let me see if I can play this.
Why can't I hear this?
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I it wouldn't have disappointed me if we had not been able to, or if it turns out that this is just a fictional thing that they made up, because like it's a cool story possibility. It allows them to do stealth zombies. It's very menacing and frightening, and it also allows the deaf community to have some badass characters that they can identify with. And there's lots of story possibilities. I like it even more if it is grounded in something that can actually happen. And I love it that it's them working the real life struggle of this actor going through, they're incorporating that into the plot. I think that's really cool. So I wouldn't have minded suspending it. Obviously, I was ready to suspend my disbelief of Eugene throwing together an atomic bomb to nuke walkers. So I could do a lot of suspension of this here belief, but it's always nice to know that it's more thoughtful than I was going to give him credit for.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Okay, I think I fixed my audio problem. Should we try another one?
Let's do it.
Hello, gentlemen. I was just wondering, obviously, you're Walking Dead fans. I was a big fan of the graphic novel and only watched the TV series up until around season 4, where it seems to go quite away from what the graphic novels were. And it seemed to be more of a show about basically people arguing and zombies sometimes show up. I was wondering, is it worth me getting back into it and watching the later series?
Oh, thanks, Mr. Ev.
Christ. That's
the $50 million question.
Do you want to sit through 5 seasons, essentially, of crap? I mean, well, 4 seasons of crap. You've seen season 4.
He's on season 4. So he's 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 4. Yeah. Ooh. And 5... So it doesn't get like really cover your eyes bad until like season 6.
Yeah.
The thing is like if you skip everything, the problem is so many of the classic characters are gone now that you might have a hard time getting back in.
And I don't know that you'd understand anything about Negan. Like that whole arc is still very much alive and well. That all happens in 6 through 8, right?
I'd almost say, hey, watch until Glenn crawls under a dumpster, assume that he's dead, and just start watching in season 9. Assume that he's dead.
You can get away with that.
The communities go to all-out war. There's a big battle between the Saviors and the Rick Grimes community. Rick Grimes wins, and then come in back for season 8 for the big flash forward. And then you'll be ready to go. Season 9 begins the big flash forward. That's where you got new management and The Walking Dead gets good again. And then I think you could probably Grit and Bear, but what you're saying is exactly the shit that drove us. We stopped covering The Walking Dead in season 9, and we're coming back to it because we heard it got good, and it turns out that's the case. But everything you're saying is like these people to just get in these pointless arguments, and they go back and forth, and their characters are stuck on treadmills because the writers can't think of anything better, and they're lazy and they don't give a shit. That's very true up until season 9, and then it gets a lot better. And maybe, I guess, if you're a fan of the graphic novel, you would probably be just assume that the Savior War went like that and then come in. I stopped reading the graphic novel right at the beginning, like right around episode 120, issue 120, because I got tired of covering this damn show and constantly being disappointed. It's one thing if you change something and it's better, or it's changed something because it's a better way to adapt things. Almost every time they change shit in The Walking Dead, it's just so they could slow things down and take their time with beating a dead horse and getting the most out of an expensive location and things like that. So that's my, if you're familiar with the comic, just come back in at any time and just assume mostly the comic happened, you know?
Yeah, if you do want to catch up, I would not recommend watching the last four seasons that you missed. I would recommend going on YouTube or something and looking up recaps of those seasons and just, because you already know all the characters pretty much. So
maybe that's one something we can do between now and this show coming back, is you and I can do some legwork on like what is the best like Walking Dead recap. Like, hey, here's a 15-minute episode that takes you all the way from, you know, or there's this YouTube series that take 5 to 6 minutes to tell the recap of the season. Right. And you can just get enough to know what you got caught off that way. And we can have some recommendations, because I don't have any recommendations on that, but I know they exist.
Oh, yeah. You can just search YouTube and find them, I'm sure. But I would recommend that, because things are different from the comics for sure. But also, they're still kind of the same. Like, a lot of the characters are the same. Some of the big stuff goes the same way. So,
you know what we could do? I wish we had, man, I don't know if we have enough time for it, but you and I could just get together and like read the Wikipedia synopsises and howl, you know, like, because it's like a paragraph. We just read each one. Oh, yes, this is the stupid one where Glenn crawled into the dumpster. And like, all, you know, maybe that
they're written self-seriously too, like, or just matter of fact, and it's like it doesn't capture the nuance of how shitty all of this is. Like, oh, there's a guy making cheese for two episodes with Morgan as he's talking about he's Morgalizing. It's like, yeah, that might be fun,
right?
Especially
or here's a super self-serving suggestion. Lots of our fans just stopped watching the show and listened to our podcast, as because we break it down scene by scene and we rip it and we have a lot of fun. If you got a job where you're listening to a lot of audio entertainment, or you got some spare time, we would love to help you kill it, because we got all coverage of all the seasons of Walking Dead at this point. We're as soon as we get done with season 10, we'll be done. So you could just start listening to our show and beginning of season 5, and we're on your side, man. This shit is crazy.
The thing is,
so like, maybe that'd be a suggestion too.
It'll take longer to do that, but it will definitely be more entertaining.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'll have to talk to you, because I can see, like, I think it'd take us an hour to plow through a season of Wikipedia recaps and make fun of it, and just kind of like, hey, but I bet there's better YouTube videos.
What I really want to do is I want you and I to read the Wikipedia and then reinterpret the happenings of each season through like the moving mouth pictures, have the characters tell their stories of the season.
Oh my God. Yeah. Have Daryl and Rick narrate it.
Exactly.
Yeah. We can noodle on that. That would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of months and we've got some time that we could devote to that. It could be working Wednesdays, man. Just scripting that shit out. And
Got a lot of Twitch time. All right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. Thanks for that.
How about we get on to the next one?
Here's what's new in premium content for our club members.
Executive producers get to exercise their voting fingers again this week with another prestige movie poll. This week's nominees are Mystic River, The Last Samurai, and Secondhand Lions. Take your pick and seal our fate.
This Monday on the Premium feed, we open up the books and deliver a State of the Empire podcast, talking about the current condition of Bald Move and our plans for this year.
This Friday, it's Lunch 420, which given last weekend seems like a tragic missed opportunity. Ah, well. Lunch will be served piping hot at 1 p.m. Eastern. Come join live or warm up some leftovers when lunch is released in podcast form later that day.
If you want more Bald Move in your life, head over to support.baldmove.com to find out how you can get tons of bonus audio and video content, plus ad-free feeds. You've been listening to quite a few Bald Move podcasts now, but you're not in the club? Whoo boy, you are missing out.
Not only are all of our premium club podcast feeds completely ad-free, but we have lots of other great content exclusively for people in the club.
There's a weekly lunch with Jim and Aaron where we chat with fans about anything and everything from TV and films, food, fun, life advice, and more.
But there's also Off the Clock, our premium podcast where we talk about all the shows we don't have time for on our public feeds.
Plus, you get access to our full spoiler-filled first-run movie reviews of our newly released films.
Don't forget Instant Take and Talk podcasts, where we give our hot takes and discuss television shows with our fans live and immediately after the episode airs.
With mega shows like House of the Dragon coming this summer, we're going to have lots to talk about.
Not to mention access to our fun and friendly community of club members, with exclusive Discord channels and a dedicated forum. It's one of the best places on the internet to hang out and chat about pop culture.
Bottom line, you're helping two regular type guys in the Midwest make the content you like to listen to, which some would say is rewarding to itself.
Help keep the lights on and the bits flowing at Bald Move.
And get some awesome content for yourself. Head to support.baldmove.com to join the club today.
Jim, I love how you fused Easy Street with ABC by the Jackson 5. That was awesome.
Did I? Shit, you're right.
What did he say? I missed the first part of that.
He was saying, I love how you fused Easy Street with ABC 123 by the Jackson 5. Yes. I always do that in my head. Every single time I sing the melody of Easy Street as ABC 123. Yeah. Every time.
I'm on Easy Street. It's easy as Easy Street. Easy is Easy Street. Easy Street. Easy Street, baby. Easy Street. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do. Every time. I can't keep those straight.
All right.
I don't think it works in reverse, though. I don't think if you asked me to sing the Jackson 5 song that I would be confused and sing Easy Street. It's literally just right. It's such a more famous song. But
you know, just doing that fake song, I think I destroyed Easy Street. I couldn't tell. Uh-huh. I couldn't hum it now.
Right?
It's done.
Right?
I had it, and I did it, and now it's gone.
Okay, let's get to the next one here.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think for Magna, you guys have her pegged. Most of the new guys, too. I mean, her, she's... Man.
Nope. That says it all. Says it all. I think that's a complete... That's a fully formulated thought on Magna.
Agree.
What do you do about Magna? She's the fucking worst. I'm very curious to see if they can rehabilitate her, or if she's just going to be the latest object lesson of someone dying screaming because she's being an idiot.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Dying screaming. That's a good fate for her. We might see if the next one, we have one more here. We might see if the next one is.
I'll bet 50 cents it is David coming back for the second thought.
Okay. Well, ready your quarters. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Yeah, as far as all the new characters, you know, and how you're liking them. I tend to agree, especially Jared Fogle's character, the professor, and Magna. Man, you have her pegged. Even no spoilers to the ones ahead. She is just unbearable.
I can't wait to have that to look forward to. More Magna. You know what? It's been a season and a half since I've really hated a character. Mm-hmm. And if the show, because like I love Daryl, like we didn't talk about it, but Daryl coming in and being like, all you're good for is talking shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I could get the whole community just fucking windmill dunking on Magna for the rest of the episode. And she's got her, you know, yeah, shitty look on her face and
let's do it.
Woe is me. Yeah,
I'm ready.
Yeah,
man.
I could get strapped in for that.
Now I see why he cut that first one off early. He was trying to figure out how not to give spoilers.
Makes sense.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Yeah. We got, do we have another one?
We do. We have a few more here. Well, right. At least one more.
Oh, cool.
Let's give this a shot.
Hey guys. So I think I mentioned to you in chat earlier, but I did just watch the first of the 6 Bottleneck episodes that they produced. This one was Daryl and Carol centric, more Daryl centric, and it was incredibly good. Really did feel like I was back to watching earlier seasons of the show before it got all gimpalized. It was great. So I really can't wait for you guys to catch up to the later episodes and to these Bottleneck episodes. I think that's the term for it, Bottleneck. Anyway, just wanted to throw that out there, and thanks.
It's bottleneck would imply there's some kind of blockage or single point of failure.
There is, though.
You know, I'm not one to criticize someone's choice of words.
No, so. I love bottleneck because the whole coronavirus thing was a bottleneck for the show, right? Like they couldn't produce the episodes they wanted to produce because they were shut down. So yeah, they released this stuff.
I'm glad that I got a little faith in Angela Kang because in Kang we trust. It sounded stupid. It sounded like if this was a Gimple project, it would have been trash. But I have heard from multiple people that these are turning out good and satisfying and really like character driven. You know, Michelle here saying that it's returned to like earlier form because, you know, at one point this show was taken seriously as a prestige drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think that point was season one. 10 years ago,
yeah. But like, you know, when Frank was running things, but mm-hmm. like, there's nothing inherently silly about the zombie apocalypse. You can tell a good story, a satisfying story. There's nothing inherently silly about dragons and swords and shit like that. It's all about how seriously you take the world and how seriously you take your characters and how much you give a shit about your audience. I feel like this new regime is doing all those things right. And I'm very, very excited about the wrapping up this show. It's such a what a Cinderella story. We fucking ride the show into the ground, walk away from the fire explosion. Somehow this thing shambles back to form. And then we discover because of the pandemic and being desperate for new content, we're like, fuck, I guess we could just go and just, you know, elbow drop on The Walking Dead for week after week, and that'll be entertaining.
Yeah.
And look at this. What a story.
We're still finding a way to have fun with it, which is what I like, you know, because we're, we're never going to take the show as seriously as we did in season one because of its history, sort of tainted the waters there for Walking Dead, but mm-hmm. It's still fun to cover. Still fun to come back and talk about these ridiculous characters making what are reasonable decisions than they have in the past, but still kind of fundamentally silly in places.
I will say that I think we need to get, before the Eugene nuke theory dies a non-fiery death, we ought to do the skit because I think the skit... The what if they do this would be still entertaining. And I think it'd be dumb if we did it after, you know, he injects a satellite into Ezekiel's neck.
Right. You know. That might be next episode, though. They move at a clip now, man. They don't have any of these seasons of, you know, sitting around in circles talking about whether they should or shouldn't kill.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things that are slow burning, like Sadiq, what the hell's going on with him is a little bit. Uh-huh. But like, yeah, I was so impressed when they just like dealt with Ezekiel's like deal. Like, hey, you know, they're going to do it right away. So, yeah, we might need to put that on a burner
for sure. All right, let's get to the next one.
Hey, guys, what's the best nut tapper attachment for Aaron's arm socket?
I mean, the giant spiked whopper. Yeah. I wouldn't want to get in the nut. I just not tap the man's nuts. I would leave those nuts alone.
Holy
I don't want
shit.
Reprisal.
I think you could come up with some motorized spinning contraption that gets multiple taps in. And I think it would have to have like flexible sort of not quite ribbon like things, but like a, I don't know. Like a picture a fan with like long strips of rubber on the ends of them.
Just spins.
Yeah, and it spins at like 4,000 RPM.
Right. Well, if the way I think about this is if we go with Negan's wisdom about the sport of nut tapping, mm-hmm. you got big, meaty fingers. And I'm thinking like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fingers.
Yes.
You know, like just okay. the two, like they're just giant, like permanent Vulcan salute. I'm doing this on the live stream. And it's all about the loose wrist, the snapping wrist action. Mm-hmm. So you build a mechanical Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle finger, like just two giant. Like, they're just two giant rolls of quarters.
They're like Hulk hands, except TMNT.
Yeah,
hands.
They're like Hulk. And Aaron can like fold it back against his wrist. Okay. So it's like flat against his wrist, spring loaded. And then yeah. he comes and there's like a switch on the back of his wrist. So as soon as he makes, and you go high, because you're trying to get the you're trying to get the button with the dick.
You'll get too much dick.
Once
though.
You do. Okay. But once you do that, that spring load just goes right. And those two big rolls of quarters just. Left and right nut,
yeah,
devastation, simultaneous nut devastation, and
I think you could even have a dick mover. You could have the thing that sweeps left and right to move the dick out of the way.
There's a cow catcher attachment on the wrist, so it lifts and separates, and then exposes the nuts to the massive blunt trauma that they're going to get. Yeah,
I think that would be perfect.
Somebody that's got like some kind of I don't know drafting board. Someone sketch that mm-hmm. out. We need the schematics of that. I want to see the 3 view of that.
It'd be the only thing the blacksmith could build without a blueprint. He knows about nut taps.
Oh yeah.
All right. Next up.
Since the dawn of time, we've been putting clothes on our back that identify us with our people, our group, our tribe.
And while Bald Move might be one of the smallest, weirdest tribes out there, transcending all concepts of border, class, culture, and creed, we still have respect for the old ways.
At support.baldmove.com, you can get t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more. We have something for every one of our podcasts, or just wear the 4 pips of the Bald Move logo with pride.
Bald Move merch beats running around naked, and they make a great gift for the Bald Move fan in your life. Join our tribe! Head over to support.baldmove.com and click on merch to start shopping.
Yeah, I agree on the point about the bottle episode. I mean, looking back on just like, you know, Daryl and Beth in the cabin, I mean, those kind of episodes worked then, so I mean, why won't they work now, right?
Yeah, the show has pulled off successful bottle episodes, mm-hmm. even in the Gimple era, when you had strong characters you gave a shit about. It's so funny because I was watching some random over-the-air TV while I was doing something, and that episode of Daryl and Beth burning the cabin down was on, and I got to see the whole thing. I'm like, yeah, this shit held up. Look at Beth.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know. I guess like the more I hear about those episodes, the less curious, but the more interested I get. Because you know they seem to be pleasing people, and that's all I'm really asking for from the show now.
Yeah, yeah. They went from like obvious bad ideas to like, mm-hmm. well, but on the other hand, it's Angela King to like, oh, well, yeah, she's actually gave a shit and tried their best to do something interesting with it. So
yeah. All right, next up.
Holy shit, is The Walking Dead still actually going? I think I tapped out about season 8. The thing with Walking Dead is that it just kept recycling it. Like, I didn't really feel like there was ever a way that it was going to end. Like, you can spoil it if you want, because I don't think I'm going to watch it, but season 10, does it look like there's an end in sight? Is it happening?
I got good news for you, buddy. Season 11 is the definitive end of The Walking Dead. Now, big asterisks because mm-hmm. they've already announced spinoff. There's a Rick Grimes movie but mm-hmm. that is the exit point. And that's what I'm looking for of like, I don't know. It's going to be a completely dead end conclusion, but what I'm really hoping for is that the core groups of characters that are still alive, the core communities we care about, Hilltop, Alexandria, Oceanside, that we feel like they're at a point where we feel good about it. Like, good has won, democracy has won, civilization is starting to reestablish, people are caring and supporting about each other, and they are strong enough to defeat the threats that remain. So, like, there's still probably story, because the grim way to end this is just everyone dies, right? I don't think they're going to go that way.
No, seriously. No.
But yeah, it's something that's like not definitive, but hopeful. Mm-hmm. And you now the bad news is this 11th season is a 24 episode whopper. Mm-hmm. So there's still essentially two full seasons or like a season and a half left. But this is it. This is it. And I've heard that like season 10 is kind of a maybe a definitive end to the arc that they're on right now, Whispers, but we'll see. So,
and they're going to do a whole nother 24 episodes with another arc.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Because like, you know, after I don't think I stopped reading the comics up issue 120, but like, it's my understanding that it went on further enough that it's unlikely Kirkman kept the Whispers going that long. So there's probably one more arc left.
Yeah.
Because he had the same problem. He can't just walk away from the comics. The story's not going to end, but he needs to leave it in a good place where people don't like decide that they're never, ever, ever going to engage with him as a creator because fuck him. Right. So he's got to do something that's interesting and satisfying. So, yeah, but that's the thing. Like now that the thing is the story keeps going on because there's Fear of the Walking Dead. There's what is a World of Walking Dead,
a World Beyond.
There's all these. World Beyond, but it's kind of like, you know, there's always more Star Trek, right? But if you want to stop at Next Generation, there's all good things.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stop at Deep Space Nine, there's, what is it, Emissary? I forget what the finale of that show was.
Sounds right.
You don't have to keep going on a Voyager. You don't have to keep on going, but like, that's what I'm hoping for The Walking Dead. And it looks like we're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. I think that's
going to conclude our feedback. Yeah, this went really great. I'm really glad we got a bunch of cool voicemails and some. I really enjoyed the ball tapping discussion.
Oh, yeah. It's a Hall of Fame voicemail right there.
It sure is. That's going to be the highlight I definitely put into the post show advertisement next week. Uh-huh. If you guys would like to join us next week, of course, we'll be here at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. On twitch.tv/baldmove with the live podcast. We're also simultaneously broadcasting that on stereo.com/baldmove. At any time during the broadcast, you can leave us a voicemail. We'll consider it at the end of the show. You can also send us feedback to watchingdead@baldmove.com, and we're going to be considering that at the mid-season break. But thanks. Appreciate everybody stopping by and giving us feedback. We'll do it again next week. And until then, of course, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Jim.
See ya.